like he's talking about he wants to, but I don't know what he's, you know me on blank checks. I just can't, I don't go on blank checks.
What would the recreation area be?
That we've decided on putting kind of, if you look in the picture, you'll see a big voided area there.
You can walk up
to okay.
In this general area here, and it would be just a pavilion with a, like a picnic table, fireplace.
A gathering spot.
Sure. Yeah. Horseshoes and things like that.
But it seems to me like if we did vote on it tonight, that we'd be going to get our own regulations on that, since we don't have that necessary plan on there. We'd be breaking our own rules.
Look at it from his point of view, though. If we deny it, then he's out all that pocket money for a site plan that's no good to him.
How I read that is that our office would establish the RV part per the engineered drawings after the Planning Commission's approval, we will give him a document establishing it as a 6-site RV part.
He won't get to operate until that plan.
No, he cannot open or operate until he gets that office administrative.
But he's going to get the green light. The red
just
light.
Like a plat. Well, you know, yeah. I approve minor subdivision plats that's in there that my office has to approve. But he has to get the initial approval before he moves forward with that architectural drawing. Now, again, I don't have a single one of those that's even starting to put in the drawings until they got all the sites set. They're going to come out and just put all those sites on the drawing.
Okay, we've had a lot of discussion comments. Are we at a point where we can, someone's in favor of making a motion that we can get a second and then have discussion and vote up or down the approval of the conditional use permit?
Well, don't we also have the ability to suggest a postponement on this and give him time to get his ducks in a row?
I mean, we can, but again, from an engineering standpoint,
I understand that,
as Scott says, that's traditionally not what you do. You don't require the applicant to spend engineering dollars before getting approval.
But that, I mean, that's the way it's written.
And just adding more to the mess out there until they get the road taken care of.
It looks like a kid's 22 here.
So I would be against it, whatever, even if he did have the wrong. That's just my one vote.
Well, there was a comment made that there's 500 to 1,000 cars out there.
Yeah.
And do you think, you know, and I know there's talk about 18 campers and 36 and all that stuff, but do you think 6 RVs would make a difference?
I'm
thinking, what if we limited to 6 to start and see what happens?
I agree with that.
I heard that.
But
that wasn't me.
The thing about it, though, you post.
Getting the RVs to the site, getting turned in, is there enough room for him to do that?
But then you're imposed with putting something unfeasible on a property owner there. In my book, you're saying, okay, you can only have 6 sites. You can't make a living at 6 sites.
Well, 6 sites would give us an opportunity to see how it works out. You know, if there were 6 sites and then he says, well, I want to expand, so he comes back in to get 6 more sites, and you've got 100 people here with their hair on fire and pictures of RVs in the ditch, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, according to his initial plan, it's phase 1, 6 campsites. That's the initial. The initial plan says 6 for phase 1, so if he's taking it in phases, I would go with your recommendation, and if he's going to add to it, then he would need to come back, and we would review it based off of happenings.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with that. I think my neighbors hopefully...
The audience has already had their opportunity to speak. How many of you hate that? Okay.
Everybody.
Well, I think the first step is if we can, based on the conversation, are we any further along of a motion that can be made that we can, again, in favor of the application, just to get it up for discussion and a final vote? Using a number?
Every single day, and I cannot imagine having visitors that are not familiar with the area bring their travel trailers down to Sycamore Church Road. Okay. Even on dry pavement, we have parks. It is from a safety standpoint.
What? I'm kind of inclined to think that same thing because from my viewpoint, I'm not as familiar, but my assumption is all of these trailers would have to come in from 248.
I'm picturing that turn being just as bad.
And I've spent enough time on that road to know that it's has limitations when you start putting a 30 or 40 foot trailer on.
One, the ABC campground, as good as it may be, it's still watching the travel trailers turn in and then pull out. Because Highway 248 is a highway.
I think I voted on that one too.
It's all subjective. But
look at me,
I made the last
motion. Anybody up for making a motion where we can move forward, up or down? Motion four, that we can...
I'll make a motion
four. So we've got a motion to approve the application as presented. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We've got a motion and a second. So do we have any further discussion before vote?
With no.
Yes, what is the application? How does the motion read?
Yeah.
Motion to approve with no limitation?
With what limitation? I mean, are we going to establish
limitations? Yeah, with the six. Is that what you meant to say? With the six sites.
So that seems to be what anybody might agree on, but I'm not sure that would make any difference to me. But
no.
I'm trying to get
do it anyway.
I'm trying to get a motion on the floor so we can
let
everybody go home. So. We'll just say a motion for phase one.
Of six,
six
sites.
Six faces.
And did we have a second for that?
George.
Okay. So before we vote, which we're voting in favor of the application for a maximum of six sites currently, any other discussion before we vote on that motion in favor? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve the application with a limit of six RV sites, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed? Nay?
What was the vote count? Because I can't see.
I think 8-1, right?
1-8.
1-8.
1-8. Okay. So out of Article 23 for your, this is just like any other conditional use permit. The reasons for the denial of your conditional use permit are, so we can have them listed in each decision of record.
Compatibility with the neighbors, neighborhood, and traffic.
Okay.
I voted against it primarily because we weren't following our own standards.
You know, number one is establishment, maintenance, or operation of a conditional use and its proposed location will not have a substantial adverse impact, be detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare would be my one.
That, number six as well.
And then also number six, adequate access routes will be provided and designed to provide ingress and egress to minimize traffic congestion on public roads to maximize traffic safety and prevent traffic hazards on public roads.
Can I ask a question?
Well, the votes happen, so your next step is you can go through the Board of Adjustments, and Scott's office can help you with that. And there's a whole another group of individuals that will hear the case and listen to what our reasoning was behind the denial.
I just had a question on that. Andrew Clark.
It's the votes happen, sir. So,
Mr. Chairman, yours before Ms. Sonnefeld's was what? Hers was. I got hers written down.
Mine was one.
Okay.
You said four, two.
Yeah, and I got that one, four.
I read it.
Okay.
It had traffic. Oh, that was hers. No, it wasn't hours of operation. I think I did read one. General welfare. And then six was the other one. So, Scott, do we have old and new business, or we don't? Because I have one with and one without.
Oh, sorry, one with.
Okay. So the Colin Corey discussion regarding Longview subdivision replat? Yeah.
Give me just a second here to get some stuff for you to look at. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready whenever.
Let's roll.
So looking up here on the screen, and I put it on your, I received a road vacate document from the Colin Corey, which is 109 CFI LLC. And to remind everybody, it's the nightly rental NR zoning change from the R1 for these 100 plus lots in this location. The actual zoning, of course, has not taken place yet, the rezone, because the contingency was they had to get it replatted. Of course, number one of the replat is they have to vacate the road. So they sent the road vacate document to me, which is actually Devin's and the county commission's. So underneath that was a proposed plat. I have not got the proposed plat, but I just wanted you guys to see kind of what they were thinking. And if you had thoughts, is this what you guys were looking at? Here's all these red tick marks, of course, are those 100 lots. I'll take the parcel lines off. And then, as you can see, there's 20 lots. There's one here and then lots along here that go down to here. He talked about building his own house here. Lots all here. This one's going to be left as green space and a pickleball court or something on it. So it'll just have to be designated on the plat as green space, and then lots along here. One road coming in into the middle down to a cul-de-sac and then back out. The only lot that would have to access from Hillcrest, and he may jump in this way. He and Dusty are working on something on the driveway to get to this one lot, but all the other lots would be accessed with this new 50-foot wide platted road right-of-way. being a 20-lot subdivision, he would have to put in the infrastructure.